Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We come to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 14 today. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Most people are very good at asking what they want, right? We learn it in the first breaths of life. We cry out for our moms or dads to come and meet our basic needs. And, of course, they come running. That mindset of getting our needs met continues throughout our life. However, on the other hand, most people are not so good at showing gratitude. That's an acquired skill that doesn't always get developed. So in our story today, 10 lepers came to Jesus and wanted something from him. They cried out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." One can only imagine the depth and the desperate nature of their cries. Leprosy was more than a disease. It was the mark of the outcast. These men had not been in contact with their family for years. So Jesus healed them as they faithfully followed his instruction to go to the priests. But here's the amazing part of the story. Only one of the 10 healed men came back to thank Jesus. Let me just say that again. 10 lepers crying out for help. Jesus healed them. Only one of the 10 healed men came back to thank Jesus. While 9 went on their way, 1, a Samaritan, returned and threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has Jesus done great things for you? Have you returned to give him thanks? Father, forgive me for being heavy on request and light on gratitude. Help me always return to you and give thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hey, thanks for joining us here on the journey. If we can pray for you, please send your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.